From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China announcing it will limit exports of petroleum products to North Korea to comply with the United Nations Security Council sanctions on the North's nuclear and missile development programs. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump dubbed North Korea's leader a madman Friday, a day after the communist country hinted it may explode a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific Ocean.
Little rocket man, we're going to do it because we really have no choice. We really have no choice. Now he's talking about a massive weapon exploding over the ocean, Pacific Ocean, which causes tremendous, tremendous calamity.
Mr. Trump was speaking during a campaign rally in the southern state of Alabama. State media says that Iran has successfully tested a new medium-range ballistic missile that was on display in a military parade Friday. State television aired footage of the test and in-flight video from the nose cone Saturday. It was not clear, however, when and where the test launch of the missile was conducted. It has a range of 2,000 kilometers and has the capacity to carry several warheads. President Hassan Rouhani said Friday at the military parade that Iran would strengthen its missile program without seeking any country's permission. Washington is not likely to be pleased with any new missile test. Iran has entered a deal with six world powers. Those are Russia, China, France, Germany, Britain, and the United States to limit its program. And U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that Iran is clearly in default of expectations under its 2015 deal. This is VOA News.